We are VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to commercial-free and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. We are blessed today to have the main man with a perfect name these days, Dr. True Ott. I'm so honored once again, Dr. True.
Well, hello, Renee. How are you today?
I'm so perfect. What about you, sir?
If I was any more perfect, I'd be Renee.
So please share with us and the audience what in the cell is going on with this COVID-19.
Continues to get more and more crazy, Renee, just when you think it can't get any worse. There was actually a group of physicians who were spreading the information. You can actually catch coronaviruses from, and I kid you not, from farts. Yeah, I'm not kidding with you. You pass gas, you can be arrested. That's what they're wanting. They really believe that. I mean, really?
I know.
Yeah.
That's how dumbed down the sheeple are. They're watching way too much media, huh?
Well, it makes as much sense as believing that you can catch it from a person next to you. It's just don't understand the nature of viruses.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I don't blame the white-coated doctors. You know, I know you were a guest on this other medical doctor who's got an ego the size of Mount Rushmore, and he just will not entertain the idea that you can't catch a virus. Now, look. It's bad enough that they tell you that you can catch a cold. Back in 2008, I did a paper called "You Cannot Catch a Cold." You can't go out there. The reason why they call it colds in the English is because a lot of times when you're cold and not warm and start shivering and shaking, the body starts to produce antibody structures and viral structures, and you start having coughs and sneezes and runny noses and running a fever because your body is under stress. Your body creates the viruses for specific purposes, for reasons. And that's the end of the story. You cannot catch a cold. You cannot catch a virus. Okay, you just simply can't. And so if people can just grasp and realize that is the truth, then, of course, seeing people out with their masks and their social distancing 6 feet and their fear-driven paranoia, the panic, this thing would, you know, just go away. But, man, when people are hammered home on this, not only can you catch this, not only is this transmissible, but the world computer models put out by Neil Ferguson and others in Imperial College of London, City of London, England, I want you to believe it's 6 to 7 times more transmissible. This is some kind of a super virus that, oh my golly, it's just so quickly to catch it, man. But, you know, I've got the smoking gun here, I think, and I'm putting it out there. I'm doing as much research as I can without, you know, having the Gestapo come to my door and shut me down. Because really, look at the I'm talking about the database here in Utah. I'm exploring what's happening in the Navajo reservation, Navajo land, which continues. They're having incredible numbers of deaths there, and those are real deaths. They're not to be sneezed at. No pun intended. These are, you know, affecting people. It's in Navajo land. For an example, you can't even go get gas. The Navajo tribal police have shut down convenience stores and gas stations. you can't go anywhere there. It's complete and total curfew lockdown. It's like something out of the Twilight Zone. And yet, I keep saying, the Navajo Nation is isolated. The Navajo Nation has no foreign visitors. They have no airplanes. They have no traffic. They have nothing that the world models would say caused, you know, the pandemic to spread from Wuhan, China, right? It doesn't fit. But what does fit is the unprecedented vaccination campaign in 2019 in November and December. I've interviewed some healthcare. They were just, see, here's the key. The World Health Organization and made recommendations, and the CDC came out with what's called a quadrivalent vaccine. There's regular single valent vaccines that typically can get for free at Walmart, and these are influenza vaccines, seasonal. You get them at Walgreens, Walmart, and just come and say, I need one, I'll give you a shot, right? Yay. Mm-hmm. Or you can, if you're high risk, in the high risk quadrant, like the nursing homes, if you're over 65 and have underlying health conditions like heart problems or diabetes or kidney dialysis needed, these are high-risk victims. They want you to take the trivalent, which has more of a broad-spectrum grouping of these viruses. Mm. And then they have the recent quadrivalent. Renee, the quadrivalent has added SARS virus, severe acute respiratory syndrome, which is a synthetic virus that was made in a laboratory in 2003. It's patented. I've got the patent right here. I'm looking at it. Patented in 2007. It's a patented laboratory virus. It's not naturally occurring at all. So guess what the numbers show? The United States of America has four times more quadrivalent and even trivalent vaccines across the states, state health departments distributed them, four times more than any other Western country. Four times more. And guess, would you like to guess what the number one city for usage in quadrivalent vaccines was?
Where?
New York City.
Oh, boy.
No. Let's get this straight. Let me make this very clear. For those of you that may not quite grasp what I'm saying, a virus is something that must be introduced into the blood to start a host. It's a parasite, basically. You look up the definition of a parasite, whether it's the Encyclopedia Britannica or any PubMed site, it's simply listed as a parasite. It has to have a host cell to grow and to replicate. And you cannot, you know, you can't have it be given as a facilitative pathogen, is one that you can catch from person to person. Like anthrax is a bacterium. Anthrax is a facilitative pathogen. And you can catch it. It's very easy to catch through airborne clouds. Anthrax, just a little powder, and you're in trouble, right? But this is not a virus. A coronavirus is not transmissible that way. I can't keep screaming it. You cannot catch it that way. Okay. So I sent you an email documenting this because it hasn't just been on your show, Renee. I've been on probably 25. Other shows that are quite largely listened to. In fact, international in scope. And oh boy, have I gotten some hate mail. Oh my goodness. You need to be shut up. You need to be arrested for claiming such incredible stupidity. The one guy emailed me, there should be a vaccine for stupidity like you.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
And saying, you know, your conspiracy theories are beyond belief. And he, of course, was an anesthesiologist, medical doctor. I said, well, at least you listened, you know, but just with all due respect, prove me wrong. Show me the studies. And, of course, they showed me the DARPA computer model studies, which are not peer-reviewed, that Fauci and others, you know, spout off. We have these computer models. We have these studies. Yeah, yada, yada. No, no. These are all computer-generated by DARPA, which looks at, you know, they have the Fort Meade Super Cray computer to generate all these. It's artificial intelligence. It's artificial stupidity is what it is. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so...
It's the whole premise in medical school, the whole premise of Western medicine. I mean, you pull the red carpet out from underneath the whole premise. Vaccines came out, antibiotics came out. When they went with Louis Pasteur's germs causing disease. They, you know, it's the cellular terrain. It's so transparent when you just think. Just think. It's so simple to understand, right, Joe?
It is. And if you read and study Antoine Béchamp's book on the blood and the terrain, that's what makes sense.
That's
you
right.
Know, it really does. After World War One, okay, after November 11th and 11th hour, when the armistice was signed, all of the troops returning back to England, into Belgium, into the United States, a massive vaccination campaign went along with them. They had 175 million unused typhus fever vaccinations. Do you know that? They already had given the U.S. GIs were given the vaccinations as they were going across the ocean. And many, when they got to their staging place in Spain, they were too sick to even go out and march. They were almost, many of them had died. This is been absolutely, shall we say, covered up. Mm-hmm. It's a fact. When the armistice was signed in the November of 1918, the returning GIs, this is how our wonderful media and government controls manipulated the public back in 1918. All of our GIs are coming back. Many of them are sick from all the contaminants that we had to face, you know, in these barracks and this and that. So it's really important for everybody who cares about being patriotic and supporting our wonderful GIs to get vaccinated. I mean, I pulled up advertisements in the mainstream media, the New York Post, the Saturday Evening Post, okay? Oh, my goodness. If you didn't wave the flag and support the war effort, you didn't get vaccinated. It was tied to that. So there was over 60 million vaccinations given between the middle of November and into December of 1918. Well, guess what happened? 110 million Americans, half of them, 55 million, came down with this mysterious killer virus. And the older you were, the less severe it was. But the younger and more vibrant you were, the more healthy you were, the quicker you died from a cytokine storm. It's directly tied to the vaccine of the typhus fever. That's what happened in 1918. Okay, think about it, Renee. You have half, virtually 50% of the population sick with this mystery disease. And of that 55 million sick people, a full 10% of, or 5.5, or of some estimates say as many as 6 million Americans died. Now that's a pandemic. That's panic. But you see, it's tied to vaccination. The research that was done in 1919 into 1920, linking this death toll to the vaccine needle, and the book, The Horrors of Vaccination, was prepared, published, and hand-carried to President Woodrow Wilson in the Rose Garden in Washington, D.C., in 1921. After that, guess what happened?
We have that on our website, actually. I remember you gave that to us years ago, and we were able to upload it. I believe it's under our Educate link. People can get to the cover of it and open it up and literally print this book from back in the 1800s. Unbelievable. The best book I've ever read, eye-opening book. Unbelievable.
Well, I've actually, because it's now a public domain, I have had that reprinted. It's in book form now. I've reprinted that book.
Right. Yeah. I had those too. I have those too, but I have them on the website so people can get it online because it's a great book showing how long it's been going on. And like you said, I mean, what a perfect money-making thing. Not only is the vaccinated people the one that are susceptible to getting this so-called virus, but then they're going to have a vaccine to cure it. It's so evil.
Well, yeah, it is. And you go back to, see, the Rockefeller and Rothschild cartel, equal opportunity poisoners, they had just as many vaccines going to the Kaiser side, you know, the Hessians and the Prussians. I mean, that's there were just as many people dying there as in America and the Western world. Because, look, this became public knowledge in the 1920s. And then you see this hospital being formed in the 1920-25 era in Dresden, Germany. And that became the epicenter of the terrain research, the terrain theory of bullshit. Okay? It became, oh my goodness, we're going to fight against the germ theory and big pharmaceuticals by training people how to be healthy, by keeping their body hydrated correctly with the proper water therapy and the right minerals and the right nutrition, the right food to eat, eliminating sugars and other harmful carbohydrate bases. And they were doing great work. They, from 1925 until 1938, 39, when Adolf Hitler took the reins of Germany, Dresden became known as a hospital city. And people all over Eastern and even Western Europe came there to be cured of their disease states by means of water therapy and mineralization.
Right.
I mean, it was an amazing story. Now, many, many proofs of Beauchamp and the terrain theory and versus the germ theory were generated in this hospital setting, this research hospital setting of Dresden, Germany. Did you know that the Allied bombers were given a target to drop incendiary bombs on Dresden? This Dresden was not a manufacturing of munitions. In fact, this was a week before the Russians knocked down Berlin. The war was all but ending, and there was no need for this. But there were coordinates giving, and Allied bombers came and dropped these horrible incendiary bombs, and 500,000 innocent Beauchamp terrain researchers were burned in the Holocaust. Now, I didn't know anything about this myself, blissfully ignorant about it, until I was taught this by Dr. Linus Pauling, my mentor, in the early 1990s. Wow. He said, go look it up and research it. And I was shocked. I was tell you, Renee, I was not proud to be an American when I learned what largely our American planes did. And I don't blame the Air Force. I don't blame the pilots. They were just given coordinates. They had a mission to fulfill. They didn't know what they were doing. They just said, oh, for all they knew, it was a factory, an important key target. But, man, it destroyed the biggest single IG Farben conglomerate competition. It wasted the competition. And after that event, you see, we have Jonas Salk and the polio vaccine and Dr. Mary Sherman, her book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, written by Ed Haslam, a must read, to show how in 1964, seeds of cancer, the cancer structures were put into these vaccines. And now we have a substance called Nogalese that's been shown to be additive to vaccines of all stripes, even especially seasonal influenza vaccines. Nogalese, what is Nogalese? Well, it's a glycosugar-based protein that has one purpose. It neutralizes your macrophage activity. Macrophage, or your macro means large, phage means to eat. A macrophage cell looks like a big Jabba the Hutt, you know, sitting there in your blood. And a macrophage, it's amazing. I've seen it under microscopes myself. I've watched macrophage. When it comes in contact with a pathogen, bacterial, or a cancer cell, the macrophage comes out and just basically just glomps it up. It absorbs it and consumes it. So why in the world would you put the substance that will neutralize macrophage in these vaccines?
That's right. It shuts down the immune system. And these are the doctors that were killed, all the, 20-some, however many it was, that were, actually it was more like, even more than that. But anyway, I know Dr. Bradstreet personally, who shot himself in the heart and threw himself in the river. He was actually getting autistic children and cancer, and he was reversing by using the GC-MAF, the counteraction of the Nogalese that shuts down the immune system and pulling these children out of the autism spectrum. So you're absolutely right. It shuts down the immune system, and they have it in vaccinations. Insane.
So this goes back to, again, what I'm researching and doing with electromagnetic pulse therapy. Pulse electromagnetic therapy, Renee, has been shown to increase macrophage activity by neutralizing the Nogalese. We're doing exactly the reversal of this. And plus, we know that when you apply this specific pulse electromagnetic field on the blood pulsing through the femoral artery, which is your main venous supply of the blood that pumps throughout your body, it oxygenates the blood in a powerful way. And oxygen is the biblical life. You know, the human body that was created by our God was not a human soul until the breath of life, oxygen, was breathed into the soul. That's what makes life. Life is oxygen, okay? People are dying from this false, it's a SARS virus that's been injected into people via a quadrivalent vaccine. I'm convinced of that. I am 100% convinced of that. That's the source of it, okay? But Dr. Odd, people say, you've got to be kidding me. There are 15, 20 patients that have died that have never had a vaccine. I said, okay. Have they been sexually active? Have their partners been vaccinated? Because you can spread it through bodily fluids. That's just like AIDS, HIV. It's human immunosuppressant virus that affects your ability of the white blood cells to counterbalance, you know, and the macrophage again. HIV shuts down macrophages just like Nogalese does. See? And so you can't catch HIV by touching a doorknob that's infected with person HIV. You've got to have it verified through a blood test. Why aren't we testing COVID-19 by blood sample? Because it doesn't exist.
That's right.
SARS is only the thing that exists. And SARS can be proven to be a simple blood test. Renee, there is I'm waiting for the translation to come from the doctors in Germany. Many of these are tied into the terrain theory. These are medical doctors in West Germany that have prepared a 192-page report, conclusive autopsies of over 1,200 supposed COVID-19 deaths, cadavers. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Talking with them on the phone, they are so upset because there is no novel virus whatsoever. There's nothing new. These people have died what's best be described as a very virulent strain of seasonal influenza. And again, they're not looking right now at the etymology, the origins of it, but they know it had to come from somewhere, and you didn't catch it from somebody. So it has to go back into some medical detective work, extensive research in medical records, and I'm positive they'll find that these were vaccinated individuals, because most of them, like in the U.S., are people in long-term nursing care facilities, people over age 60, high-risk groups with underlying health conditions that are deemed high-risk and recommended by their primary care physicians to have a seasonal flu shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so by all means, line up Operation Warp Speed. I call it Operation Warped Speed, actually. Come on. Come on, President Trump. Operation Warp Speed? No, no. You're gonna want 330 million Americans to take some type of unknown, untested viral structure that's synthetic and put it into the bloodstream of every American? What are you smoking, Mr. Trump and Dr. Fauci? It's beyond stupid. You want to?
I am so with you.
You want to drop the population of the Western world and lower the carbon footprint in the new Green Deal? Okay, by all means, this vaccine will do just that. Again, the new Green Deal, they say the Western United States, or the Western countries, the USA in particular, is the biggest culprit and producer of carbon greenhouse gases. So remove 80% of the offending people, and you save the green planet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't tell me this is not related. It absolutely is.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it's all written in the good book. It's all written in the book of Revelation. Matthew Nolan's doing a great job exposing it all.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, you have to look at, people say, well, Revelation is too hard to understand. Not really. If you have something called Strong's Concordance, and you go and you look at each word and read what the Greek actually means in our language today, and golly, it makes all the sense in the world, especially Revelation chapter 9. And what about this? Chapter 9, 11, 9 verse 11, there's 9:11 again. Oh my goodness, it's all about Apollyon, the name of the king of this locust that come what? Locusts from the pit of hell, literally the bottomless pit, that are come armed with tails of scorpions. What does that mean? People think, well, that's what does that mean? Locusts with scorpions to tails. No, you got to look at the metaphor. It's a metaphor, and look at the original Greek. The original Greek word for scorpion is scorpio, with a K, S-K-O-R-P-I-O, scorpio, which is a verb, not a noun, a verb, which means to inject with a needle a poison under the skin.
Wow.
And poison, you know what poison is in Latin? Look it up in your Latin dictionary. The word poison in Latin is virus.
Unbelievable. It's so clear, transparent in the scriptures. And I have some people I want to mention their name when you're ready. I just want to see what type of thing you've been able to uncover. And it's actually doctors that are coming forward with truth, and the only ones that are really saying anything beyond they're safe and effective and germs cause disease and all the things we absolutely know are not true. And when you're ready, I want to continue the subject, but I definitely want to put out some names to you and let me know if you know them and what your opinion or what you've researched and what you've discovered about some of them.
Surely.
Can we do it now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. The first one is Dell Bigtree. What do you know about Dell Bigtree, Hotwire?
Absolutely nothing. Never heard the name before.
Okay. He's a big one in the autism world right now. He's kind of joined with Robert Kennedy Jr., F. Kennedy Jr. Any research have you did on him?
Yeah, Robert Kennedy Jr., absolutely. Yeah. I'm all very much supportive of what he's doing. Yes.
Okay, because Dale's right alongside of him. And he's just he was a journalist for The Doctors, the show Doctors, way back when. And he's very passionate, and he's really speaking a lot of truth. I had him on the website. I took a couple things down because I was kind of questioning his authenticity. But I think I'm going to put him back up. But anyway, he's alongside Robert. So you are supporting what Kennedy's doing?
I do. Yeah. He's you know, I don't know. He's kind of feuding with Dr. Shiva, you know, because, mm-hmm. I mean, he did that expose on Dr. Shiva, and I got to say, he's right on point. I mean, wow, Dr. Shiva is vested heavily into vaccinations. I mean, there's, what can I say?
One of the next names I was going to give you was Dr. Shiva, because they're kind of going against each other. But we all know Kennedy's the one that uncovered. We have it on the front page of vacinfo.org that there's been no studies on vaccinations in over 30 years. And they keep quoting, you know, look at the science, look at the science. There is no science, Robert found out.
Exactly. It's all computer-generated models.
Exactly. Yeah. The big fat lie. So you think, so definitely Shiva you've researched, and he's totally a facade, a false prophet.
I think so, because he surely hasn't come out and because look, they're both from the Boston area, right? Kennedy's, mm-hmm. Dr. Shiva. If Shiva was, you know, wrongfully attacked, he would come out and show, no, he's wrong. Here's my explanation for it. But he hasn't done that, has he? It's like,
yeah.
Okay, control the opposition type of thing. So
that's right.
Dr. Shiva to me is went down 10 notches in my book.
Yeah. I'm being very careful, because I don't want anybody to think our ministry might be controlled opposition, because we're so authentic and we're just moms on a mission, lions protecting our cubs, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So I'm being very selective, and that's why I'm getting your opinion about all of it, because I know you do your homework. And as far as I'm concerned, Dr. True, you are our researcher, you are our naturopath, because this organization is not about me, it's not about Miriam, this is about the king of the universe. And our creator, and I know you are his scientist. You are his, you're Dr. True.
You're very
says it all.
I take it very, you know, I take it very seriously too. You gotta make sure to wade through the manure before you find the pearls, you know. And so, yeah, there's a lot of it out there, believe me. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yep. I've got more doctors I want to mention to you. I don't know if you know all of them, and if not, when I get together with you in the next couple of weeks, we'll make sure you're aware of all of them. But there are some more that are coming out. And again, we know lions and, you know, sheep and what is it? Lions in sheep's clothing are going to be coming in these end times, and wolf in sheep's clothing, and portray to be speaking truth, but they're 80% truth and 20% lies. And that's why I want to get your insight on this. Another big one recently coming out with Arsat, you know, speaking things on our side and confirming what we're saying is Dr. Judy Mikovits. Are you familiar with her?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, indeed. I actually talked with her back in the bird flu hoax years ago, back in 2008 and 2009. She was starting to question. She was colleagues with Dr. Fauci. She really, truly was. And so she's been attacked, like, well, she stole intellectual property. She did this. She did that. She's just trying to make a name for herself. I don't see that at all with Dr. Judy. Not at all. But on the other side of the coin, how else would they try to discredit her? They've got to say something. You know, they've got to try and shut her up. She's
jailed her and everything. I mean, she tells the whole story. I think I have her on the website still. I just watched Spyro interview her, and I'm getting ready to add it if I haven't already to the website. But she's powerful. The only thing I see, and I'm sure you can understand this, she still thinks viruses exist because she's from that it's like Dr. John Martin, same thing with the monkey viruses, SV40. He still thinks there's a place for vaccines, even though he's finding monkey viruses in them. I'm like, John, how can you possibly support vaccines? So my point is they're just not there yet. They're so indoctrinated by the drug companies, by the textbooks that were written by them, you know, by the schools that are teaching germs cause disease and all their indoctrination, that it's so hard for them to let go. So she's still, have you heard her teachings lately, how she's coming out and how she's still taking a stance on there are viruses that exist?
Yeah, and she's right in that the viruses do exist. They're not fictional. It's just the method of transmissibility is what we have issue with. Okay.
Right.
And again, it goes. I think one of the missing links is that is Gaston Naysan's somatid studies. I mean, that's tremendously valid, but it has been completely ignored for whatever reason. Why? Mm-hmm. Whatever happens to Gaston Naysan's super microscope? Well beyond electron microscope. Whatever happened to that? That's well known. That was a valid tool. And for that matter, whatever happened to Royal Rife's microscope? Why has it been hidden? Why do they not want us looking at this somatid, which I think is a God particle? I believe that explains exactly what physicists, quantum physicists have theorized for years and years, that there is an underlying common denominator with all living things. And I think Gaston Naysans, who was no physicist, just happened to discover it because he built a super cool magnifying instrument.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yes. Now, have you heard of Dr. Rashid Buttar?
Absolutely. He's my hero. I want to give a medal on that guy's chest.
Okay.
And five or six more of them. Yeah, absolutely.
So you don't think he's controlled opposition?
No, I don't at all. He's saying the right thing.
He's right on. And I kind of been directly connected to him. I haven't spoke to him yet, but I've the little boy that we've been helping for, gosh, over 10 years now, a little autistic child that came to my husband when he was like 5 or 6 climbing the walls, literally the worst case of vaccine injury autism I've ever seen. And now he's neurotypical, running track. I mean, just almost completely cured. He's not talking yet, but he's like 11 or 12. But anyway, before his mother brought her to us, to work with him and clean up his cellular terrain and stuff, they were seeing Dr. Buttar. So I know he's helping a lot of these injured babies. And he's just really publicly speaking lately. I don't know if you've seen him, but he's really he's really exposing a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah, he's one that nobody really can attack because, I mean, look at his history. He's got some military background. He knows the history of Fort Detrick. I mean, he really does. I mean, I've been saying this for, as you know, golly, what would possess in 1998 Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger and his team from Fort Detrick to go back and dig up and recreate that killer 1918 virus caused by a very contaminated vaccine needle? They know the truth in the CDC. They know that it was a vaccine-induced disease. They know that, but they don't want the world to know that. They want to use it to control for geo-economic purposes. The rich will get richer, and people that are not awake and alert will die. That's the bottom line with this thing. And that's basically wrong. Dr. Buttar, man, he knows this, and he's coming strong against it because, man, the best defense, if you don't want to be taken out, is to be a voice and make. They don't want to make a martyr out of you. But
yeah, he's definitely putting his life on the line. He's going really public now, real public.
I like what he said recently. There's no way I'm going to have a vaccine. I will. My gravestone will have, I took out 150 cops that tried to get me to force it on me.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah. He says, I'm going to take as many as I can because I'm trained military.
All right.
You know,
that's awesome.
Don't mess with me. Don't tread on me.
That's awesome. No, because I had him on our website, and then I took him down because he said something about, I guess I'm so sensitive because of being the victim of all victims, not only my baby being injured, but then her dying from the monkey viruses back in 99, that anybody that gives vaccines any indication that they belong anywhere besides the garbage can, not in the bloodstream, it just makes my skin crawl. So when they don't come, like even Judy, I took one of her great videos off, the plague, whatever it is, the whatever her book is. And it was a great video, and everything was super, except when they said, are you anti-vaccine? She's like, no, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm a pro-immune, whatever she said from a, you know, from her perspective. And it just irritated me to where I took a video down. They're afraid to go all the way over the fence.
I get why they're saying that. Okay. I get why Dr. Batara is saying that, because he said the same thing. He's anti, you know, he doesn't want to be labeled as an anti-vaxxer, okay? Because that's a stigma that people, you know, will put on you, like it's conspiracy theory is a stigma. So he says, I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-terrain. I'm pro-immune response. And I think that's the right answer, because the media wants to say, oh, well, look at these crazies. They're anti-vaccination, yada yada. And that's, in other words, they're just marching against the grain of what they say is established medical science. But, you know, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and warned against science falsely so called. And that's so important right now, too. This, you know, these white-coated scientists are now become the new high priests. They're declaring the truth. And anybody that says, now, wait a minute, you know, the emperor is really sitting there naked, has no clothes on whatsoever, they're the ones that are vilified and marginalized by saying, well, you're some crazy anti-vaxxer. We all, everybody knows, vaccines saved lives of millions of people. And yet they don't understand, though, smallpox and the poxes were on the way out with proper sanitation, with good water supplies. The curve was already far, far down before the vaccines were ever introduced. So, anyway.
Yep. It's, yeah. All right, a couple more names. We have about 10 more minutes. And I know this one's not a controlled opposition because she's been in my life since I had the nonprofit, the Autism Autoimmunity Project. She was one of our scientific advisors. But I just know how someone can sell their soul. Lynn Horowitz, a perfect example. So, you know, and I just want your opinion. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, have you heard anything about her?
Yeah, I like Sherry a lot. She's great. But she's, we did have our little set too. She got really angry with me because of my writings exposing the bloodlines, if you know what I mean. She's very much brainwashed into believing that Israel is God's chosen people. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. And we can work on that. I've got a DVD my husband did before he passed, making it real clear scripturally that Lucifer has his own children. Lucifer. I mean, even Yahushua himself, Jesus himself said, why can't you hear my words? Because you are of your father and I'm of my father. I mean, who is he talking about? Do not be of Cain, who was of the wicked one. It's so clear in the scriptures.
We had a disagreement over that. And so she didn't want to promote me or this and that. And that's fine.
And that's where she was. How long ago was that?
Oh, golly. It was during it was all the bird flu exposés I was doing.
So that's back then. Yeah. She's come such a long way. She even had asked me to speak with her. And when I told her I wasn't going to leave Father out of it, she didn't like that very much. And anyway, long short, we decided not to do it. But my point is now she's actually got scripture in her emails. One of her tabs on her website, Vaxter.news, I think, or Vaxter.com, whatever it is, she has a tab that says something about being, you know, about God. So I'm definitely seeing her spiritual growth, and I think we can get to her. I just communicated with her last week, actually, but I just wanted to see if you had any dirt that I need to be aware of. And another
Not at all. She's been very, very much exposing the vaccine poison needles as well. So.
Oh, did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Drew?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Again, Dr. Wakefield, I mean, he's gone through the ringer in every way from London, got lost his job. Well, first his funding, then his license, then his job, I mean, his job, then his license, and they came after him criminally, and now he's even taken MD after his name off, and now he's a director. any dirt you pulled up on him, have you?
Not at all. No, he's the real deal. He's the real deal.
Yes, I believe also. Okay, only three more names I want to give you because I know you're the researcher here. Dr. Celeste, not doctor, excuse me, the FEMA 20-year-plus FEMA lady, Celeste Solem. Are you familiar with her?
I am not. It's a new name to me.
Okay, I'll send you some information on her. She's come out from FEMA, and she's exposing everything. She's hiding underground and everything, doing her filming, it looks like. So I just wanted to see if you knew anything about her. Now, a new guy coming up, or have been recently, is Dr. Andrew Kaufman. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Don't you love him?
I think so. What's that foundation? The Weston Price Foundation. He's one of the key people with Weston Price.
I would
question Dr. Kaufman. Well, he goes back into the misrepresentation of what viruses are and that type of thing. So,
yeah. And it's just their indoctrination, and that's something you and I can easily lead them out of. I mean, we're at a point now, True, where I've been saying this for a while now, even told Barbara Lowe Fisher when I did the rally in front of the Capitol with the BioShield bill, and she ran to me like I was her best friend. I'm like, Barbara, you need to jump over that fence you've been walking for 20 years. Too many babies are being injured. And I've been saying for 20 years that there's going to be a time, and I think that time is now, that the line's going to have to be drawn. And if you're walking the fence, you're going to have to choose sides. Are you supporting them or are you not? You know, there's no in between much longer when they try to force this coronavirus vaccine. So I'm excited to see all the ones that really come and back to us. They're coming back. I've always known that because I've always stood my ground on, you know, the whole truth. So Kaufman, I'm really liking lately. This guy Spyro, have you seen his BitChute channel?
Yeah, I have. And, It's good, all good.
Dr. Kaufman
did some teaching to our what's his name? My mind just went blank. I apologize.
That's okay. No, he's good. He's good. Dr. Kaufman, like I said, Spyro's been interviewing him. I think I've read him. Yeah, I think he's on the top page of the website right now. Spyro interviewing Andrew Kaufman, and I was really happy with where he's coming from. And he's also doing it, you know, his motivation, of course, is his two young children. You know, he's risking his life, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to get this truth out.
Yeah.
And then the last ones, and they've been doing great work, too, with vaccines, you know, the truth about vaccine, truth about cancer and all that. Tie in Charlene Bollinger. What's your opinion about them?
I don't have much about them at all either.
Okay, well, they're definitely doing great work. They're exposing a lot of stuff. I mean, I haven't been united with them yet. And again, people stay away from me because, number one, I don't hold back at all. But number two, because I never... You know, I never negate our Creator. It's all about Him. This battle's way too big for us. Our new website, RoyalCovenantMinistries.com, is currently being launched. We're going to have the scripture on the top with Royal Covenant Ministries logo or whatever banner, that the scripture about we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against the heavenly realms, the spiritual realms. So we're going to make it very clear, and you're going to be all over it. I hope you're okay with that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's... Again, I just yesterday, Sunday, you know, I did a little presentation with our little Christian group, and And I had to agree with Pastor Brown. He says, you know, when whatever true ought produces or writes, it's going to be, you know, be a problem. It's not going to come to fruition. Only what Jesus writes and what Jesus produces. And that's exactly right. I mean, I like to think that I'm just following what he's taught me to do and say through the Paraclete.
Yes, absolutely. The Holy Spirit. And I discern that big time, Shu. You don't have to convince me. I know you're working for our Savior, and I know your wisdom is from him, just like my husband, my late husband's wisdom was from him. And I just can't even begin to show my appreciation to you. And I'm really excited to come up and see you after I get out of Colorado. We're actually heading that way this coming Friday for a couple weeks. We got two presentations. Yep. And then I'm coming over to you and your honey, too.
Well, we got a lot of work to do to get this Magi unit out and get it the video
yes.
produced. But when I show you what it does with the videos I produce, first of all, it does indeed chop up the 5G.
That's amazing.
Wait, we have the video to prove it. We also have
wow.
the feral cell. The geometry of this this thing is just way exciting.
I am so excited to learn about that. And like I said, we'll get a closed KOA or RV park near you. I'll find out where you're at exactly. And I've got two events they're putting on in Colorado Springs and Denver before you. And then I'm heading over to you. If that's Father's will, of course, he's the one that we listen to and we follow. But my plan is to head over to you afterwards before heading over to Oregon, where we're going to end up. Again, I'm so excited to see what you're doing, the Magi, as well as help me figure out all these things that Father's brought to me. He has brought so many healing modalities now that I've carried on the baton from Gary's wisdom, my husband's wisdom, to not only expose the vaccinations, but also for the healing ministry that he was so anointed to do. And people are just giving me stuff, these sound CDs, I have two mats underneath my RV that I have no idea what they do. I have these healing discs that Dr. John Gilbert, who set up our faith-based ministries, private organizations, he handed them to me, four of them that do something, USBs in the computer. I mean, I know that you can help me understand everything that Father's brought to me. Also another machine that Dr. Jeff gave me when he gave us two other devices. So I've got so many things that I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. And I know that you're the man that can help me figure it out.
We'll do our best. Hey, don't forget Dr. Russell Blaylock. You know, Dr. Blaylock has been on the front lines of, you know, the excitotoxins book that he came up with. Well,
yes.
Dr. Blaylock, as a neurosurgeon, put out this incredible paper and proving that the worst thing for health, one of the worst things you can have is to breathe in your own CO2 through these.
That's right.
Stupid
I mean, that's right.
Great.
That's
oh,
awesome.
Goodness.
He is on our website, I think under the Educate link, but I haven't heard from him lately. Have you?
I have not. I have interviewed him over the years. He's just been phenomenal. But
he's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, we have to close now. We'll have you on again, more updates. I mean, I would love for you to join us regularly to give updates, because I know no one keeps on top of everything like you do. Thank you.
Well, be my pleasure. God bless you.
Awesome, God bless you too, sir. You're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805 and leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless.